Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A historic milestone was achieved today as the first women NDA cadets were commissioned at the Indian Military Academy, marking a significant step towards gender equality in the armed forces. First, let us understand the context of this development. The Indian Military Academy, founded in 1932 in Dehradun, has been a premier institution for training army officers. However, it was only after the Supreme Court's 2021 order that women were allowed to enter the National Defence Academy, paving the way for their commissioning as officers. And now, for the first time, women officer cadets who entered the armed forces through the NDA have been commissioned as lieutenants in the Indian Army. This is a significant moment, as it marks a major breakthrough in the journey towards gender equality in the armed forces. What makes this significant is that it is a result of the Supreme Court's order, which opened the doors for women to join the NDA. The President of India, Draupadi Murmu, reviewed the passing out parade of the 158th Regular Course and 141st Technical Graduates Course at the Indian Military Academy, Dehradun, where these women cadets were commissioned. This is a proud moment for the nation, as it showcases our commitment to gender equality and the empowerment of women. Building on this, another significant development in the defense sector is the appointment of Lt. Gen. Dheeraj Seth as the next Chief of Army Staff. He will assume charge on 30th June 2026, succeeding General Upendra Dwivedi, and will be the 31st course. Note this carefully, Lt. Gen. Dheeraj Seth is the first armored branch officer to head the army in nearly three decades. Commissioned into the armored corps in December 1986, he brings a wealth of experience to the table. Now, let us turn to the international relations front. The 16th BRICS Agriculture Ministers meeting, held in Indore on June 12-13, 2026, under India's BRICS chairship, adopted the Farmer-Centric Indore Declaration on Food Security, Climate Resilient Agriculture, and Digital Farming. This declaration is significant as it highlights the importance of agriculture in ensuring food security and promoting sustainable development. The Union Agriculture Minister, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, chaired the meeting, which launched four new cooperation platforms, including a BRICS network on digital agriculture. Crucially, this development highlights India's growing role in international relations, particularly in the context of BRICS. And here is something that surprises many students: PM Modi is set to make the first ever Indian PM visit to Slovakia, marking a significant milestone in India's engagement with Central Europe. The visit, scheduled for June 14 to 16, will deepen India's engagement with the region and runs alongside the India-EU free trade negotiations. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, it is worth pausing here to note that this visit is a significant step towards strengthening India's ties with Central Europe. But why does this matter? It matters because it highlights India's growing influence in the region and its commitment to promoting economic cooperation and trade. Now, let us look at some reports and schemes that have been launched recently. The Indian Council of Medical Research and the Gates Foundation have launched a grand challenge, offering grants of up to 1 crore rupees for affordable, iron-rich food prototypes to combat anemia, which affects nearly half of India's adolescent girls and women of reproductive age. Applications are open until 3rd July 2026. This is a significant initiative, as anemia is a major public health concern in India. And here is something that is worth noting. The state of Odisha has announced free education from kindergarten to postgraduate level across all government institutions, positioning itself as the first state to span the full education ladder. The 2026-27 education allocation is about 42,565 crore rupees, roughly 13.7% of the state budget. Remember this number, 42,565 crore rupees, as it highlights the state's commitment to education. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Military Academy was founded in 1932 in Dehradun, and women were admitted to the NDA after the Supreme Court's 2021 order. Lt. Gen. Dheeraj Seth is the 31st Chief of Army Staff, and he will assume charge on 30th June 2026. The Indore Declaration was adopted at the 16th BRICS Agriculture Ministers meeting, which was held in Indore on June 12 to 13, 2026. PM Modi's visit to Slovakia, scheduled for June 14 to 16, will be the first by an Indian PM, and Slovakia has been independent since 1993, with its capital in Bratislava. The ICMR Gates Anemia Challenge offers grants of up to 1 crore rupees, and anemia affects about 50% of women of reproductive age. Odisha's Free Education Initiative will cover kindergarten to postgraduate level, with an education budget of about 42,565 crore rupees, which is 13.7% of the state budget. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to remember that current affairs are a critical component of the UPSC exam, and staying updated on the latest developments is crucial for success. In conclusion, these developments highlight the significant progress being made in various sectors, from defense and international relations to education and healthcare. As we move forward, it is essential to remember that these developments have far-reaching implications for India's strategic position and its commitment to promoting sustainable development and social welfare.